And now for a live episode of Dumb People Town, please welcome to the stage Jason and Randy Sklar and Daniel Van Clerk.
Breaking down each epic fail. In Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast.
Keep it going.
With co-host Arm and Dan Van Kirk.
I thought it was Dan Van Kirk.
Just when the music gets the funny hits, we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Thank you. San Francisco! Hey, townies, welcome to a live episode of
Dumb People Town!
Population U! God, could we have started off any better than with a dumb introduction that got Dan's name wrong?
That is very on brand for us.
So on brand.
It's fine.
You did it perfectly, my
that
man.
That is fine.
I'm a huge fan of David Van.
So is my estranged father.
Hey, he left for a reason.
I know. Took one look. I was like, this kid can't even walk yet.
I thought he wanted cigarettes.
Could have been.
E-cigarettes. Well, this show is, we love coming to San Francisco. There's no better town to come and do.
Dumb People Town.
Well, Dumb People Town is, but I do think San Francisco is, while it's getting wealthier, it's getting dumber. We know that to be a fact. We did see this, though. The tech is crazy, before we bring on our guest. Randy and I saw, and this is incredible, we saw a guy trying to Venmo a pigeon some crumbs.
Very San Francisco.
Yeah, he's like, check your stomach. It's in there.
It says it's there.
It says it delivered.
Yesterday, I saw a man who did, like, on appearance, should not have had this much confidence, walking up the Castro completely naked.
I know that guy.
He had some sort of rubber band apparatus around his genitalia.
Yep.
And the Uber driver, the whole time, like the whole ride there was horrible traffic yesterday. It was like, fuck this dude, fuck this guy, fuck this man, fuck you, bro, like yelling at everybody. Mm-hmm. But then I see the naked guy and I go, why is there a naked man walking up the street? And he goes, my friend,
why not?
Yeah, I love that he was like, cool with that. Yeah,
that I loved it too. I was like, "You're right.
You're
why
right.
Not?
Why the hell not?
Why not?" He had a hat on, so I guess he wasn't completely.
Yeah, it was
completely.
You can leave your hat on.
Don't start that.
Oh, sorry. It's great because this show is about Dan, Randy, and myself, Dave, Randy, and me. Breaking down all the stories, but we always get help from someone. And we
are so lucky to have someone that we have known for a long time, been a fan of long before we even knew him, and then worked together in New York years ago and have just loved him ever since. He is, I would say, in the pantheon of comedy. He is up there as one of the best people and literally one of the best people to do this show because of his sharp wit. Would you please welcome our friend, Canadian Scott Thompson.
Scott Thompson! He lives. Scott.
Welcome to town. Thank you very much.
Scott,
thank you.
You make me want to be a better gay.
Well, you can start by having sex with me.
Okay.
I have been trying since Caroline.
It's not just a dream on the other side.
And you have my rubber band.
Oh, folks.
And I will never give it back.
You saw me doing my warm-up. Before my show.
Those are your vocal exercises? Why'd you have to be naked for that?
I vocalized through my testing.
Oh, smart.
They talk so much, I've got to put a band around.
That's right, you got to clamp down on it.
It's not to help with erections, it's just to stop all the talking.
I know. I thought it was a travel band.
At Sklar Brothers.
Why?
Why?
S-K-L-I-R.
B-R-O-T-H-ers.
Well, there is a lot of lore in this, and we have, you know, we've got you guys here. It's live. It's wonderful. We have the Dumb People Town Facebook page, which is definitely used a lot by one of the greatest characters of a story that we've ever had, Jan Flato.
Flato. His name is Jan Flato.
We explained upstairs to Scott who Jan Flato is. If you don't remember who he is, do we have a picture?
Well, yeah. Oh, actually, I have better than that. What one of have? Our townies, who actually joined us when we did a Dumb People Town Hall in Houston,
okay,
made a poster for one of our friend's shows, but it's so good that we need to showcase it here.
Okay, let's see it.
This, you'll get to see everything.
Dan, hold it up. And by the way, this is great.
Tell people what they are experiencing.
Okay, Jason,
right now.
Explain it to them. I almost can't. Is it? Is this Django Flato?
Jan Flato.
DJAN Flato.
Jan. It's like Django Unchained.
Hold it up higher. And yes, he has been through what is probably equivalent to slavery. Jan Flato.
Like, he looks like Kathleen Turner in drag.
Or Kathleen Turner. So if you've seen her recently.
If you've seen Sklar Brothers.
Stop.
Jan was in a casino with a person that he had been a very good friend to by his account. And
let's call her what she was, a Russian hooker.
Placed a bet into a slot machine. I should take this back.
He paid for it.
He let her push the button. They won $100,000. She said, we're going to split it. She went to the cashier, got all the money, then made security detain him while she left.
Okay.
Jan, not happy about it. Jan, now a very, very solid candidate for mayor of Dumb People Town.
Yeah.
A member of our community on the Facebook page.
And it's fun to come up with like just things about Jan Flato that you may not know. Like, for example, Jan.
Do we have a picture of him? Can we get him up on the screen?
We do not have a picture.
Okay,
of
him. That's
but
perfect.
But just trust
that's
me, perfect. He is what your dreams are.
Good work. Good work, David.
When you see a picture of him, you know why he needs hookers.
Yeah, that's right. He's got to pay for it. Jan Flato, I don't know if you guys know this, but Jan Flato's cell phone holster is ridiculously bedazzled.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jan Flato has had a gecko for a pet, but quote-unquote lost him in his basement for 2 years.
Jan Flato is party in the front and party in the back.
Jan Flato is an unlicensed doula. Jan Flato has seen the movie Roadhouse over 100 times, and he doesn't think Jeff Healy is actually blonde.
Jan Flato wears brass knuckles on his left hand and punches with his right.
Jan Flato yells at people who just order water at Starbucks.
Jan Flato hopes this roller coaster breaks down.
Jan Flato is a Civil War reenactor. He reenacts Civil War reenactments.
Jan Flato once started his own company of funnel cakes.
Jan Flato believes the sun is flat.
That's good.
You have to walk up. Yeah,
You have more?
Jan,
go back to them.
Jan Flato once ordered a keg of O'Doul's for a house party just to see which of his friends fake being drunk.
Jan Flato, despite everyone telling him to stop, calls his Trans Am Caitlyn Jenner.
It's transitioning.
I always thought American drag was Canada.
Jan Flato has a bi-monthly menstrual cycle. Jan Flato was voted most popular senior 1 year after he graduated high school. Hung around a lot. Jan Flato, for years, has been calling the third month of the year the Women's March.
Jan Flato has 2 nephews, but 17 people that call him Uncle Jan.
There are at least 3 Waffle Houses in Florida that will not serve Jan Flato after midnight. Jan Flato thinks the flight attendants on Southwest Airlines are very funny.
That's gold.
Jan Flato doesn't trust birds.
Not a bird guy.
Jan Flato celebrates Cuatro de Mayo, too. Jan Flato never served in the U.S. military, but he was dishonorably discharged from the Marines last year. If you hold a mirror to Jan Flato, you know what you'd see? You guys know what you'd see?
What?
Jan Flato. He's not a vampire, guys, although he will not enter your house unless you formally invite him. Jan Flato is about to complete a punch card for a Baskin-Robbins. Jan Flato...
Gianflato, still undecided.
Gianflato hasn't worn shorts in 2 decades. Last year, Gianflato drank queso dip through a straw at a Super Bowl party. Gianflato, everybody. There he is.
I love Gian.
I love him, too. So we get all these amazing stories sent to us by you guys, our dumb ears on the ground, and we try and break them down because we believe that the world is getting dumber. Do you agree with that, Scott Thompson?
What? I didn't understand the question.
Okay, is the world getting dumber, or is dumber getting louder? Or
dumb is fighting smart, and dumb is winning for some reason right now.
I think dumb is being elevated. I think that's what it is. People are worshiping dumb more.
People are worshiping dumb. That's actually, we have not thought of it that. That's a great way to put it. So we get the stories sent to Dan, and we have not read them. Scott Thompson has not read them, but Dan has cursorily read them.
Yep.
So we are going to now, with your help, and as we figure this out, try and break down some stories. Should we get into one?
You guys want to get into a story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's start that off.
Let's do it. All right, Dan.
This was sent in by one of our townies, Brett Fast, at B-A-Fast, F-A-S-T.
Do you think
Fast.
It's because he's fast, or
that's his last name?
He doesn't eat.
Yeah, okay. Either. Why okay. not?
Every day is Yom Kippur for this guy. Two Jews in San Francisco.
Still made the joke. Still
that's care. Good. Yeah, stick to it. At Sklar Brothers.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to read the first 6 words of this story, and it could go anywhere.
Okay.
After his roommate drew phallic symbols.
That could go anywhere.
On his face.
All right. Now.
I thought it was going to be on his penis. Through a vagina.
That would defeat the purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a Nike symbol on your Nikes.
Yes.
After his roommate drew phallic symbols on his face while he was passed out. I would like to say, you see this sort of shit on the internet all the time. Mm-hmm. And if anybody listening or in this room has these type of friends, guess what? They're not your friends.
No, never were.
I've never had a friend that I've seen do this to a friend of mine. Nobody's ever done this to me. And if you did, I'm fucking done with you.
No.
I can't sleep around you?
Yeah.
That's where we're at, that I can't take a goddamn nap.
And truthfully, it's not even the phallic symbol on the face. It's writing on someone's face.
Yes.
That is the issue that I have.
Right. I hope that there's like 3 townies who are like, I think that's the greatest fucking joke there is.
That's right. It. Good for you.
After his roommate drew phallic symbols on his face while he was passed out last weekend.
But wait, you phallic symbols, you mean penises.
Yep. Yeah, penises. Yep.
Well, yep. Penises are just penises.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But they're not really phallic symbols.
Yeah, because it would have to be something else that represents...
Like if they drew CN Towers on it.
Right. Yeah, the Washington Monument.
All the Washington Monuments on his face.
You can just say cocks, can't
I know, yeah. Or just say now, I feel like the most efficient way is to be like... After Cox. His friends American Cox. Vandaled his face.
Yes.
Just say that.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
With the hair. After they drew dicks on his face while he was passed out last
weekend.
There
we go.
A Snowmass Village man. Snowmass.
Snowmass is in like...
This is the Aspen Times.
Like a snowman gets a tumor?
No. Snowmass.
Sit down, Frosty. Yeah. I've got some horrible...
What kind of mass we can't explain.
And he's like, am I melting? Worse.
So after his... this is a Snowmass Village man.
So this is an Aspen.
Right.
I still don't understand Snowmass.
Snowmass is
a
town.
It's the name of the town.
It's a town in...
Snowmass.
Snowmass Village. Somewhere in Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a benign little town.
After his quote-unquote...
At Sklar Brothers.
Why? That's like that.
And then you guys laugh at him.
Scott's like, that's not right. I moved to Canada because I had cancer in 2009. So.
Okay. So after this Snowmass Village man who had dicks all over his face, after he found that out, he set fire to the garage.
What?
Of the home that he shared in retaliation, according to...
We so always guy, hurt the people we love the most. Ourselves.
Right. This guy is the first to pass out, so all of his most beloved people in his life are like, let's draw dicks on
his roommate. His roommate.
He wakes up, someone either tells him or he sees it, and then decides to himself... I'm going to go set the fucking garage on
that's
fire.
Right. My garage.
I got two Which choices. Is the house he also lives in.
Yeah, that's right. You got to use that garage somehow. But he doesn't own it because it's roommates, right? So he definitely doesn't own the place.
Right.
So that's smart, too.
Yeah, exactly. There goes the deposit.
There goes the security deposit.
Yeah, like I had an apartment and I'd like had one like thick nail in my wall and had like a hole about that big and we lost our security
back. Yes.
I'm pretty sure burning down the garage means you don't get it back.
Burning down the garage.
Yes.
Okay, Stephen Elmore is facing felony charge of first-degree arson according to an affidavit filed Monday in the Pitkin County District Court.
They should make him leave the dicks on his face when he goes to court.
That's right. You know what I mean? Well, he would just as... Look at what they did.
I mean...
A snowmass...
Exhibit A.
This is what a snowmass village police officer said. I asked Elmore what started the fire. I hope he said...
Me.
We didn't start the fire. I asked Elmore what started the fire, and he said it was just like by her drawing penises on my face.
Her. So her. Now I suddenly love this story.
Oh, my God.
This is like Me Too times 10.
Exactly.
Revenge. It's awesome. Right. Payback.
Wow, women are doing everything.
Yes.
I liked it.
Sisters doing it for themselves.
To him, literally, he was like, what started the fire? She drew dicks on my face. That's what started the fire. Like, no, there's a middleman here.
Yeah. You are that man.
Quote, I asked Elmore if he was just really pissed off. I already like this cop.
I love this article. It's like the most personal account.
Wait, what's his first name?
Stephen or Stefan.
So, Stephen, your living situation is happening. Your living situation is happening, and you're living with a woman. That's fantastic.
So you guys are together, right?
No, she's my roommate.
Okay, so she's your roommate. And
so many times you said, we're together, and she said, no, we're roommates.
Every time we go to Olive Garden, I say... Elmore party at 2, and she's like, no, we're not together.
Yeah, we're two parties. She makes you do
one.
Two individual
she
parties.
She gets
one.
Her own goddamn buzzer.
All right, okay. She gets her own beeper at the restaurant. Fine. But you figure it's a woman. She's not going to do anything crazy to you.
You'd think. I asked Elmore if he was just, the cop being like, so what's the deal, man? You just really pissed off? And he said, this is what Elmore said to him. Yeah, come on, man. This is bullshit. You're like...
Was that in the article?
You gotta remember, he has dicks all over his face while talking to the cop about what
am I supposed to do with this? Like, the question is, did she write it in Sharpie? I mean, that really...
Of course
like,
she did. I hope she did it in soldering pen.
I love it. This is for James Franco. Like, all of that. It's all coming to roost on his forehead.
Officers and firefighters were dispatched to the home on the 100 block of Stallion Circle. That is definitely where Stephen Elmore lives.
Yeah, it is. Put that on the walking tour.
Yeah.
Stallion Circle.
The affidavit states...
That's what she put on his forehead. Put a Stallion Circle.
A resident told police, the flames reached 3 to 4 feet high. I'm not trying to minimize a fire, but is that that impressive?
3 to 4 feet?
When a fire is no higher than a hedge.
You might as well, like, camp by it if it's only 3 to 4 feet high.
Higher than a geranium.
That doesn't seem like a big fire at all.
Get everybody out right away.
I hope the cop was like, so you tried to burn the garage down? They're like, no, I burned it down. Like, sir, it was only like 3 or 4 feet.
When you have a fire 3 to 4 feet high, the only thing you're in danger of is an a cappella group gathering around it and starting to sing a song like in Rocky IV.
That's it. Yep, that is it.
Your house isn't going down.
Some great a cappella version of a Lion King song. Saturday, the affidavit states, the resident told police the flames reached 3 to 4 feet high, discolored the garage ceiling.
Oh. Not the ceiling.
Oh. No.
Because you know how you walk into every garage and you're like, what's up with the ceiling? Is the color okay? All right, we're good.
Honey, what are you doing out there? I'm just checking, making sure the uniformity of the color of the ceiling in the garage
is up or down on this place if this garage ceiling isn't on fucking point.
Yeah.
The garage ceiling was discolored and appeared to have been fed by shoes and other items stored in the garage. The residents had managed to extinguish the fire themselves before firefighters arrived, and the damage was kept to a 3 by 3 foot section of the garage.
It was a geranium.
It literally was a geranium-sized fire.
With all the wildfires in California, this just gives you perspective. You know what I mean?
It's like, yes, we lost everything in Santa Rosa, but this guy, he had to go through.
Was there a leak that turned into a mudslide afterwards? Like,
a mud trickle?
3 feet. 3 feet.
3 feet. 3 by 3.
More of a puddle that moved.
Exactly. He started a garbage can fire and sang doo-wop around it.
Yes.
Inside. the garage.
Yes, that's it.
Also, they put it out before, like, see if you can put it out before you call the fire department.
That's right. So why is the cop even there? That's my question.
Well,
why did the
called.
Cop get there?
Five people were at the residence at the time of the emergency when officials arrived. One of them, a 31-year-old man, that's all we know about him.
I know that guy.
He told police he'd been drinking earlier in the evening upstairs at the residence with the group that included Stephen Elmore and another man. At some... So, the 31... I'm going to paint this for you.
You have two ways to define yourself. You're 31 and you've been drinking.
Right.
That's your whole MO.
Hey, what's your name? I think you fucking know me by now, dude.
31. You know my work.
So there's a trash can fire being put out in the garage.
Yes.
Stephen Elmore has dicks all over his face and is really pissed off. He's over probably somewhere at the end of the driveway. Mm-hmm. Then a 31-year-old man is talking to the cops. That's all we know. At some point, Stephen Elmore began yelling at the 31-year-old man and shoved him, accusing him of being the one to draw the dicks on his face.
Okay.
Which I hope the cop was like, Stephen, let's just be honest. You don't know who drew the dicks on his face.
Yeah.
Because now you're pushing everybody. You're saying it was her, and now you're fighting 31-year-old my 31-year-old friend.
Right? I could see this guy drunk and kind of confident just walking down to the cops like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's happening? Hey, my Saturn's already returned. What are you guys talking about over here? I'm 31.
The man shoved Elmore back while the other man, that's all we know about him, mm-hmm. this is the third guy, attempted to break them apart. The fact that the cops just stood back and let these three drunk idiots work
just
it out.
Do it. And you know, like, the holding them back itself got super aggressive, too. You know, like, he's like, let me out. He's like, hey,
you.
And then
you.
These guys need to be separated by someone else.
31-year-old guy, leave him alone. He's just really pissed.
Hey.
Now enter, no name given, a 37-year-old woman.
Who
identified herself as the homeowner, so we're going to call her homeowner for the rest of this.
And she's at her sexual peak right now, 37.
I hope she's been at it forever. Own it.
She is coming in hot, like ovaries on fire.
What if she's mad that other people are getting credit for the dicks on the face?
Yeah, she drew.
That was me, you asshole.
She's like, yeah, let's take a handwriting test on this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's like, all we have is our art, people.
The homeowner reported to police that she told Elmore at the time that she drew balls on his face with a marker while he was passed out in the living room. You know it's going to be fun when the next sentence starts like this.
If it's drawn on your face, can that be considered, is that teabagging or is that just ice teabagging? At Sklarva.
Scott, what were you going to say, Scott?
Nothing, I was just thinking of iced tea. This was drifting off for a second. Imagining that.
31-year-old and Elmore are fighting. Another guy we know nothing about tries to break them up. The 37-year-old woman comes out. Also, if you're keeping track, the cops have done nothing to intervene.
No, they're just watching this happen.
Right. I don't understand. She drew balls on his face. Who drew the penis?
I don't know. I hope it was a two-part
plan. Just his nose looked like a penis?
Oh, that'd be good.
And the balls are down
Or
here.
Maybe no one, maybe God drew the penis and it was the Immaculate Erection.
Nobody drew the penis.
There was a part where I thought the audience all together was going to say
Adslava. Yeah, you're allowed to shout it out. I'm sorry.
So she comes in. She says, she walks into the little scuffle fight that's going on, and she says, hey, you fuckers, I'm the one that drew balls on his face while he was passed out in the living room. And here's what I love. The next sentence starts, at that point, Elmore went downstairs to his room next to the garage, and 10 minutes later, I guess we've time jumped here. This is like fucking Quantum Leap. So he wakes up, she says, I drew balls on your face, isn't that great? He goes downstairs next to, in his room, which is next to the garage.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mike Seaver living right there.
Yeah, but
and
worse.
10 minutes later, they all smelled smoke. After discovering the fire, the man who broke up the fight found Elmore lying on a bed and kicked him out of the house. He gets balls and possibly dicks drawn on his face, uh-huh. Starts a fire, then loses his home.
All in one night. Yeah.
That's a trifecta.
That's a great night.
Yeah. Elmore was not present at the home when police initially got there, but he walked up not too long after wearing only socks. What's going on in my house?
I have a right to know. Yeah. I have to be up in the Castro in an hour, and I got to get these socks off.
You better figure this shit out.
Elmore stumbled as he walked. He had slurred speech and smelled of alcohol. Mm-hmm. Wait, why?
Logic, of course. Yes. Yes. If he didn't, that would be a news story.
He denied initially setting the fire, then attempted to change tactics with the officers. That's the best. Yeah. When any drunk person is like, I'm going to try this.
Yeah. Scott, have you ever been so drunk that you're just like, I can't believe, I don't know what I'm doing at this point?
I'm not drunk right now.
Okay, good. Okay. Fantastic.
You fit in this town perfectly. Initially, he denied setting the fire, then tried to change tactics. This is what the cop says. He then said to me, can you just work with me, bro? To the cop.
Can you?
I hope the cop was like, of course, man. Yeah.
That's what we do.
I'll be working to get your head down into the car,
yeah,
and I'll work with you on that.
Later in the interview, Elmore said, quote, I had no intention of burning down the house or anything. Then he said, quote, I'm going to read this all together. I had no intention of burning down the house or anything. If we could just put this in the past, I'd really appreciate it. Hey, guys, bygones be bygones.
Right?
Bygones be bygones.
Isn't that what Harvey Weinstein said?
A minute.
Too soon?
Yes. A minute later.
That's definitely what he said.
He definitely said that.
You're right. A minute later, Elmore again denied setting the fire and said he had no idea how it started. This guy goes from, I set that fucking fire. Can you work with me for a sec?
I didn't start that.
I don't know who started it.
He was then arrested and taken to jail. I am now going to bring up a photo of him. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at Stephen Elmore. And I'm going to ask you guys, ready? Hit it. Austin, you got me? How old is Stephen Elmore?
See, now this is one of those photos where you look at him.
That guy could be, well, I don't want to say.
He could be anything. He could be in an improv group.
I hope if you're...
I want to feel like in between the time that he went downstairs, he tried to shave. And got like some of his cheek, a little bit of his neck.
He looks like every guy that works at GameStop. Why would I do my fucking hair, bro?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you...
This is the guy who thinks Rogue One
Scott
is
Thompson.
The best Star Wars. Yeah.
Scott Thompson, you are a guest,
So
you have the right to go first, third, or Tig in guessing how old. Tig means second, because Tig Notaro was the first person
between
to
me and Jason. You have to guess
how old
this guy is.
How old do you think this man
based
is?
Based on everything you know, he's got roommates.
He's renting a room by the garage. He thinks setting a fire is a good idea. He had dicks drawn on his face. He has a 31-year-old friend, a 37-year-old friend, and an unknown age friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go Tig.
Okay, so you gotta go second.
All right,
Jake, go first. This guy is 29 years old.
29 years old.
Like a bad 29. Like
29 and 3 credits shy.
Yeah, exactly. I was 29 and kicked out of the University of Phoenix. I'm gonna say, oh, you're next. You're second.
I'm gonna say this. This is an 11-year-old who's had a very hard life.
2 years away from his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, 11. That's a fake beard. That's been painted on.
Just like the dicks.
I think it was a penis, but he sweated it and turned it into like stuff.
He sweated a penis down
and
into a
beard. I'm still confused. Who drew the penis? If she drew the balls, who drew the penis?
I don't know. Maybe that's
why
this
is a mystery.
But I wonder if that's like if she doesn't take credit for the penis, like it's like taking the keys out of the car when you're drunk. Like,
yes.
Like she'd go all the way to admit that she did.
She's like, what? I just drew the balls. What are you going to convict me for that?
Right.
So you think he's really 11
years old? He's 11.
11.
Definitely 11.
Why not?
No, kids are going through puberty a lot earlier.
Different thing.
Randy Sklar?
I think this guy is 35 years old.
35, okay.
And got fired from the Guitar Center.
Yeah. Twice.
But
he talked his way back into his job and got fired that
again.
Same day.
But still goes there every Saturday to hang out with his friends.
Yeah. You guys need help organizing the drum stage? No, we do not.
Hey, man, I'll show you where the strings are.
No.
Okay, so, Jason, you said what?
I said 29.
Okay, 11 from Scott.
Scott says 11.
Randy, what did you say?
35.
I want to get two of our townies here in the audience to guess. Does anybody have a guess? They want to take a guess. Okay, do not yell out.
What do you think this is a free for all?
Say you couldn't yell out. Okay, let's go right here.
I bet she's drawn a dick on someone's face.
Kathy, welcome to town.
Yeah.
How old do you think Stephen Elmore is?
32.
So let's go to the gentleman right behind you. What's your name, brother?
Jake, and you're going Jesus age.
The day, the age Jesus was when he died, yeah. 33.
And both of them, very similar lives.
That's true.
Yeah, they both...
Homeless.
Yeah.
Judas drew a dick on his face.
Oh, yeah. A figurative dick, Judas.
It was actually like a dick pointing somewhere to lead the Pharisees to him. Yeah. Jesus is this way. That's a cock. No, that's an arrow. Yeah, yeah.
It's an arrow and balls, yeah, all right? Balls. You know, the way arrows have balls on them.
Messiah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you now. Stephen Elmore. Where is it? I know it's somewhere.
I think I know I'm gonna be right.
Elmore. Scott, did you just say I know?
I know I'm right.
I want Scott to be right.
I know
Scott,
I'm right.
Scott has all the confidence of Stephen Elmore before he passed out.
You guys care if I sleep here in the living room?
Go for it, man.
We're not gonna do anything.
It's your house too, man. What's the worst that can happen to you?
You're a roommate here just as much as this unidentified 31-year-old man.
Sometimes you pay rent. All right. Stephen Elmore.
Fingers crossed.
Is 25 years old.
Oh!
But I pose this.
No, it's me. I was 4 years
How
off.
How many people swear this guy was north of 33?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All of us.
That's what hard living looks like, all right? That's why you take care of yourself.
25 years old. This motherfucker just started renting a car and is still on his parents' insurance.
No, this is the picture they should show you when you're like, did you get your steps in today yet? You don't want to look like this. That's 25. Put this up there.
Once a week, this guy calls his mom and says, Dad just said he won't give me more money.
I want to email this picture to Judd Apatow and be like, this is 40 right here. This.
That's story one, guys. Let's
there
go.
He goes.
All right.
Take a break. All right, everybody listening at home, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Our guest here.
That was a good break.
Great break.
Break.
I love that break.
Some people in the audience stretched. We kind of walked around a little bit.
We got so much done. We are so happy to be here at San Francisco Sketch Fest. Jay and I have been doing this Sketch Fest since 2003. How crazy.
Yes.
This specific one. Just kidding. It's been going on for a long time. And we are so happy to be here with our guest, Scott Thompson, who has the reissue of your fantastic book, which, by the way, we both own.
Oh, you do?
We both own your book, and everybody out there should get it.
Tell everybody what it is.
It's the Buddy Cole book. It's the autobiography of Buddy Cole.
It's the autobiography of Buddy Cole. It's called Buddy Babylon, and they're re-releasing it this year, the 20th anniversary. So.
How fun. Amazing.
Yes.
And you did your show last night upstairs at Café du Nord, which was sold out. How fun is it to do that character, or how does the character, it changes with all the stuff that's going on right now?
He doesn't change. No, he's not woke.
But he's got so much, he's not woke at all. But there's so much to talk about.
That's why I brought him back, because I just feel like this is the time for him.
Yes.
He can say anything, and I can get away. It's amazing.
Born originally out of a character that you did on Kids in the Hall.
Yes.
And
it was the first character I ever really created. Yeah.
Really?
Well,
really? That's amazing. Yeah. I didn't
first
know
time,
that.
First real character. Yeah, I've been doing it forever.
Amazing. And I mean, some of the greatest. Were you amazed at this? I have a question about this from Kids in the Hall. Were you amazed at the characters that hit? You can't predict what's going to actually latch on.
No, you can't. I guess the crushing your head guy, that was the biggest thing ever from us. And I don't think any of us ever expected
ever
that.
Knew that.
No, no. And then there was the guy with the dicks on his face.
That would take off. The 11-year-old. That just took off. I'm crushing your dickhead. I'm crushing. But really cool. So it's going to come out this year, the reissue of the book. That's phenomenal. I remember reading it. It is really funny. It's you in every sense of the word. Did you read it? Is it on Audible? I mean, let's talk about that for a minute.
You should narrate it as an audiobook. That is what I want to do. I want to do Buddy.
Okay, Audible.
The whole book is written as if it's like a monologue and he's whispering in your ear. You've just had amazing sex with him. Right. I quit smoking, so I'm going to talk for 7 hours.
I've got a martini. That has to happen on Audible. All right, let's make that happen.
Yeah. It is a long monologue.
It is a really long monologue. It's a fantastic book. So look for that, Buddy Babylon. Do we have another story, Daniel?
We don't. That's
okay.
It.
Okay, all right. See you guys later. Just kidding. We've got three stories.
You ready for a second one?
Yes, we are.
Here we go. Sent in by Seth Kirk. I love half of his last name.
Seth
I half love his right. last name. Okay, okay, anyway. At MovieSeth26. Thanks, Seth. Here we go. Sometimes in life, you have days where everything goes perfectly.
Who the fuck wrote this?
Yeah, I would disagree. I would
Tony
disagree
Robbins?
That.
Like, I don't...
And you end up feeling like a superhero. That's not true either.
Never, not once have I ever felt
okay, again, reminding people, this is a crime article. All right? This is, somebody did something wrong, and this is the start of it.
Then there are times when you try to hurdle the gates at the London Underground and get your dick stuck in the barriers.
Okay. Oh. All right. All right.
It's that second part coming around the corner. Hilariously, is it for that guy?
It's then, not. That's not hilarious for that person.
That's exactly what happened to this young man when he apparently tried to jump over the barriers to avoid paying for the London Underground.
Oh, yes.
It left him in an extremely compromising position and a lot of pain and needing police officers and transport for London workers, plus, I'm assuming, 2 to 3 dozen people who just wanted to watch.
Oh, yeah. It's people re-upping their Oyster cards.
To pull him out. So this guy, I'm going to give you a little thing.
To then, pull him out. So he's stuck in there.
So the... It's a yeah, sign. What?
How did his penis get stuck? Was it outside of the pants?
Yeah. So no, it's in the pants, which must be a rough problem to have.
Well, the material must be very thin.
Very right? thin.
So
it's linen
like one of those
linen
deals
pants,
where it's like
definitely.
Two linen doors that slide back or maybe open. So there's a maybe like a small sliver of space between the doors. And as he tried to jump over, his dick and or beans went into that slit between and then couldn't go back or forward, causing him to rethink everything he's done.
His whole life.
Austin is running Tech Force here. Let's go to the first picture
it.
Of this man stuck.
Scott just said I can't pick. Oh, God.
Where is the penis?
So the penis.
Go to the next one, Austin.
Oh, so that the guy at top is the one with the penis?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back if we can.
So
he tried to get over. You can kind of see to the left, there's like a half of one of the doors, and it's the Lion King.
Of course.
Oh, what better than a children's musical to yes. clamp down
his
on
balls are the circle of life.
He goes. He tries to go over, and I'm imagining the space. It's the space between Dave Matthews.
Yes.
The space
no,
between.
No, those aren't linen pants.
Those are not linen pants.
Those aren't linen pants.
Because he has an enormous dick, I'm assuming.
He's got to.
I'm going to read this as we take in how beautiful that image is. Not everyone was feeling sympathetic as cheeky TFL
What's your
workers.
Question?
I can't believe you don't have a picture from the other side.
That's right.
The radio audience needs to
there.
Know that they're photographing from the behind. We
That's
need
right.
to see the
we
front
need to see
picture.
The front
we need
of
to see
thing.
The penis.
Well, as cheeky TFL workers,
I do.
Does anybody, what is TFL? Something London Underground. Yeah. What is TFL?
But that
transport.
The one hand there is like pinching, like it's tiny, which is quite confusing.
Transport for London.
Transport for London. I love that the people you don't want to yell out are always really loud, and the people who can help you are like, transport for London.
I have not seen the movie yet, but I think this is the plot of the Winston Churchill movie.
I know.
That this is the darkest hour.
This is his darkest hour.
We will not be defeated.
People decided to film him during this horrendous, embarrassing public moment. The video was posted on Facebook by a man who wrote, "This guy tried to jump the gates and got his manhood stuck." Mm-hmm. Filmed at Covent Garden Tube Station, the clip shows officers supporting the man's legs and trying to ease him out. In the meantime, a crowd of onlookers have gathered, with one helpfully shouting, "Get some butter, butter him up."
Get some butter.
Right.
Butter his dick up.
The butter stick.
Hey, put some dick. Put a little dick butter.
What, bro?
That's someone who's done that before. Like, you know, like if they're going immediately to butter, they know.
I don't know why my mind just went to what if like this is now I would think this would be the worst thing in the world if he gets out. And this is now the way he needs to get off.
Yeah.
So like, because like sex with one person, that's hard enough to pull off for a lot of people. But he now needs like a crowd of people, a Facebook post,
someone yelling, "Get the butter."
Somebody needs to film this.
Like he can't do that. All right.
Well, that's the best part because for your viewing pleasure, here's the video with his dick stuck.
Oh.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Crank it up, Austin. This is going to be so good. We're going to take a second to cue this. You get the full thing. Look out for the part where people are yelling, "Get him butter."
Get
and
him
in
butter.
The end, where he hugs the bald businessman who saved his life. And he hugs him as though Rose had shared that fucking table with Jack.
That's right.
We're going to cue Cue it up.
Sometimes when he's live alive, oh, my cameraman Eric is gonna show you the latest live.
So he like recorded an intro.
Yeah, so this is him. Okay, see the bald guy? That's his juice.
That is Winston Churchill.
That's the old guy from Benny
Clementine
Hill.
Churchill.
Yeah, that's Gary Oldman just doing a character in the subway.
This is, look at him.
This is a scene from The Crown.
The Crowning.
Where is the Venus?
The Venus is.
He starts screaming in pain.
I want someone else to try and jump through and get stuck. Oh.
Where is it?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Have you guys heard it?
Butter him up.
This guy to the left is like, this shit's real.
That guy to the left just standing there like it's, he doesn't even know what to watch. This is like one of those things where a line forms and you don't know why. Oh my god.
Take care.
Is he out? This is like watching this is like watching my daughter being born.
Alright, see you later.
Same video. Someone's like, get the butter. Someone's like, butter up. Oh god. Sigourney Weaver to do what?
To narrate this like it's playing at her.
Oh,
he's out, guys.
Now
he cannot stand. He is so fucking
hurt. He's in so much pain. Oh, God. Oh.
Wait for it. Now, at some point, there seems to be like a fight. Like somebody says something like, oh, you fucked that fucking turnstile.
Hey,
he's going to get mad.
Whoa, what? Wait a minute.
It's my turnstile.
You can't fight. Hey.
Okay, ready? Here we go. This is the most beautiful hug you've ever seen in your life. Here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. That's real. That's real.
That's real.
Real time.
Now he almost collapses again.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. How sweaty is that guy? Wow. Unbelievable.
Did they charge him afterwards, or did they let him go?
They let him go. I think, yeah, they were like...
He suffered enough?
Yeah, he had suffered enough.
I think that was punitive damage.
I think so.
Thank you so much.
Everyone said it. Add Slar Brothers. Thank you. Tweet at us, please.
This guy was like, because you know he had a friend who got through first and was like, hurry the fuck up, dude. He's like, I think I'm having sex with this turnstile.
And the friend that got through was a woman and she got stuck too.
I know.
That makes some quite. Oh,
is that too soon? Too soon from the women's march. I get it. We understand.
All right, that's story number two.
Story number two.
Oh my God. Poor guy.
Do you have any dumb stories that don't involve penises?
No, because we knew you were going to be our guest.
Actually, our third story involves penises as well.
Good.
Fine with me. He said good.
No, I'm a porg.
All right, there you go. Segment two, guys. How about it? Yeah.
And before we take this break, if you're here with us, it's one of the best things about a Dumb People Town Hall. Have your headlines and short stories ready, because after story three, we're going to go to you guys and see what you brought into town. And if you want to be a part of this in 1 month, join us in Brooklyn.
Real town meeting. Yeah. That's right. All right, guys, let's take a break. All right, guys, welcome back.
We are back.
Ooh, are we back?
Back with Scott Thompson,
yes.
who can be followed on the Twitters, at Scott Thompson.
Scott Thompson underscore. Yes.
I made a mistake one time.
Who was that Scott Thompson?
A dentist.
Yeah.
Who was supposed to be here tonight but canceled.
Right.
Canceled on us.
He got his penis caught in some sort of equipment.
He's got his penis caught in the laughing gas. Yes.
Someone drew a water pick on my face last night when I passed out.
And it was that son of a bitch?
Penis. No, that's a water pick.
That's a water pick, yeah.
It was a dentist.
At Scott Thompson underscore. So
underscore.
Definitely follow him. Daniel, what do we got left?
Okay, here we go. This was sent in by Linda Hartman. At LKHTMN.
For older people, her Twitter handle should have been Linda Hartman.
That's right.
Yes.
For older people. Thank you.
Scott got it.
Scott got it.
I got it.
Okay. There are a few. I've read every story we've ever done, believe it or not. This story made me laugh multiple times while reading it.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
And make faces like, I can't believe someone put these words together in a sentence.
Okay.
Here we go. As we look back on 2017, it's time to learn what America shoved inside itself.
Okay.
All of the below information is taken from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits, and they are occasionally not for the faint of spirit.
Mm-mm.
If you haven't finished eating here at Cobb's Comedy Club, tell them they can take it away now.
Yeah. Wrap up that panini.
If you're eating
or stick it up your
work lunch. If you're eating on your work lunch by listening to this, just go for a walk.
Walk around the cubicles.
Quote, this is what the person who wrote this said before we get into the list of what people put in where. This is what they wrote. If I may offer one universally piece of good advice, it would be to make sure the base is flared.
Scott is nodding approving.
Scott is like, yes.
That's not funny at all. That is
true.
I'm going to go through these.
Flared base.
I want you guys on stage to stop when you have something you'd like to say. Feel free.
Okay.
If you're in the audience, if you need to throw up,
lean forward.
Just do it on the person in front of
you. That's right. We're all friends.
As always, I love that the preserver is as always. This must be some tradition that they put together.
It's as always.
As always, objects are sorted by orifice working south.
Okay, so we go top down.
In 2017, here's what we put inside ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with the ear.
Oh, good.
Good. Scott, just a very soft good.
I think I know what he's going to say.
Bobby pin.
Mm-hmm.
Small red toy.
Well, no, I need so much more.
That's
information
all we have.
About that.
What's the toy?
Small. Was it a dreidel? Like what? What small
That's
red
all
toy?
All we have. Small red toy. This. Some of these are just in quotes from what was said on the report. Quote: was running with a stick in ear, fell striking wall.
Whoa.
That's
to me, that's a metaphor for what America did. We tried to run with a fucking stick in our ear, and we fell flat into a wall. And then we wondered why we're hurt.
They built the wall.
They built the wall.
They ran into it with a stick in our ear.
And guess who had to pay for it? We did. All right.
Bread. Battery. Quote.
Wait, would you say bread?
Bread. Bread.
Where did they put the bread?
In their ear.
What kind of bread? Was it a bun?
No idea.
Was it a baguette?
It was a baguette.
Was it like a breadstick? It's got to be a breadstick, right?
I hope it's a breadstick.
It happened at an Olive Garden, and they had an endless supply.
It wasn't like a loaf or like...
Because like a big soft loaf of bread, that's not going to
do anything. Bread, you can roll it,
you
can get into a little tube, then you can stick it in. That actually would work like as a Q-tip.
Yes.
I think
that's what they're going for. Bread.
That's what I was thinking.
Battery. Quote, fell asleep with a pencil poked in right ear. Pencil lead in ear canal.
Oh.
Broom straw. Slim metal rod. Quote.
Slim metal rod was the sequel to Full Metal Jacket.
Right?
Was. I remember that.
Very scary.
Yes. It was about the Gulf War.
Suicide scene was touching. Okay.
Quote. Stuffed paper towel in ears to act as earplugs because roommate was snoring, unable to get it out of ear.
Oh. Yeah.
Putty. And I think they mean the character from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yes. Yes. Literally.
What
and
am I,
the tick.
Am I supposed to be in
Patrick
here?
Patrick Warburton.
Come on, lid.
A bean. Gasoline in left ear while changing fuel filter.
What?
Pencil shavings.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Stem of a plastic flower.
Yeah.
Rainwater.
Wow.
Rainwater.
That seems nice. That sounds like a...
They fell asleep outside?
Ooh, I guess.
It's like a Purell
Two
commercial.
Stickers stuck together.
Two stickers, and that's where you roll it up, Scott, and then you jam it in. Yeah.
Quote, googly eye inside his right ear and another through his nose.
I mean, if you're going to do it, let's do it.
What's a googly eye?
Googly eye is one of those little...
Off of a puppet. Like
those little eyes that you kind of... That goes all over the place.
Where the black part on the inside can bounce around.
Oh, okay.
It's very crucial.
I love us trying to explain that to Scott was...
I still don't get it.
Very crucial to every preschool.
Does everybody know what a googly eye is?
Right? Yeah. You guys know what googly eye is. Right? It would have been easier for us to describe football to Scott.
when did this become popular, googly eyes?
I think it's just part of puppets. Am I right?
Mainly like a puppet.
This is a puppet crowd.
There's a puppet
crowd.
Show right after this. They're just early.
They always say it. San Francisco, big puppet town.
Okay, ready?
Big time puppet town.
Moving on to the nose.
Puppet Fest.
Someone's always got their hand up someone's ass. San Francisco. San Francisco.
Here's
was the one in the nose and the one in the ear, were they linked? Or were they?
No. The final one was. He had one googly eye in the nose and one in the ear. But now we're moving on to just nose.
Okay.
I no. can't get past googly eyes.
Okay. Here we go. You're gonna.
Okay.
All right.
We've got three orifices to go after this. Right. I think, yeah. Nose, here we go. Candy wrapper. Mm-hmm. Fuzzy arts and crafts ball.
Yeah.
Shoved, this is quote, shoved plastic toy up in both nostrils. Oh. No. Gum. Mm-hmm. Pink balloon. Does it matter?
No. What kind of a balloon is it? Is it pink? He's all right.
Well, then leave it. You're
fine. Was it blown up or was it deflated?
Ooh, maybe they were trying that once it was in. I think it went in deflated. If it went in blown up, that's awesome.
I think he stuck it up one nostril.
Yeah.
And the other part, the other nose tried to
blow it up through their nose.
That would be a good trick.
That would be great.
Here's one. This might be the worst one of all of them if you really think about it, but trust me, there's ones that sound worse. Wad of hair. Why?
Well, people stick up the nose. When my wife now, and when we were dating early on, she was in a car accident in a cab, and the first time we were together, this is a very intimate thing. The first time I ever first time I ever said I love you was in the hospital in New York in this moment.
What are you, the big sick?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's where Kumail got the story.
Yeah.
So she's in the hospital, and I literally, if you've ever watched anybody take something up the nose.
Sure.
They put a tube up her nose and down her throat, and I mean, it was crazy to watch a tube go up the nose, down the throat, and when it came out, she just looked at me for 1 second and then fainted. I was like,
I love you.
I was like, I love you for doing that. But that's like, I'm imagining every single one of these people like jamming this up their nose.
Well, here, ready for the next one then. Quote, you know exactly where this is going to go early. Holding a box of Juicy Juice.
Nope.
No.
And the straw went up nostril.
Uh-huh.
So far, guys, it went so far. Remember all these. This is emergency room business.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's like we can't get it out. We need help from a professional.
Ready? Keep going. Heart-shaped necklace pendant.
Ooh.
Quote, playing with a dime above head and looked up with coin falling into nose.
What is that up there?
Pennies from heaven.
Yes.
Quote, stuck hairpin into nostril trying to clear blood clot from nosebleed.
Oh, I hope that was on a first date.
Yeah.
Fish tank gravel.
Okay. Does anybody have a fish? Have you ever had that? That gravel smells like shit when you have to clean.
Worse.
Why?
It's like shit had a shit.
Yeah,
shit.
It's like shit out shit, and then it's in your nose.
Fishing lure.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, my God.
It's going to go in easier than it comes out. Mm-hmm. Baby bottle nipple.
Okay. Let's see if I can get that up there.
Yep. One magnet in each nostril.
Okay. To see if it works. Now that's a scientific
experiment. You're on board with that? Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
That totally makes sense.
That's science.
That actually makes a lot of sense.
You couldn't tell if it worked if you just put one in. You got to put the other one in.
Yeah. That's just science, Dan.
Absolutely.
Here we go. Moving on to the throat.
Oh, God.
We are going to get to the ass, aren't we?
Yes.
That's why I'm here.
That is why Scott is here. That's why we hold that out to the end, Scott. We don't want you leaving early.
You said
three words in this thing I'm about to read. The first word is the most important. Open safety pin.
Whoa! Down the throat.
Down their throat. Cigarette.
Yeah.
What? That's understandable.
Quote.
Lit is the question.
Yeah. A couple of pieces of decorative glass from a vase.
Just a couple.
Just a couple.
You don't want them all in there. That'd be ridiculous.
Yes.
It's only two, doctor. It's only two pieces of glass.
I didn't go crazy.
No, I mean, I wasn't drunk. Just two pieces.
I'm not an asshole.
Diary key.
That diary key.
That's an 11-year-old there, Scott.
That's
an 11-year-old. That's
You're so not
cute.
Reading this ever.
That's so cute.
It's either an 11-year-old or Stephen Morrissey.
Yeah. It's a Easter egg, which I hope is like one from a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Quote, Thanks, guys.
Very good.
Nice. That was nice.
I deserved more.
Quote,
deserved
more. Swallowed staples because aliens told her to.
Okay. Well, obviously.
Well, what are the reason would you do that? Right.
Now we're getting motives. I like this.
Aquarium thermometer.
Oh,
down the throat. Who is seeing these things?
They wanted to see the temperature of the gravel.
Yeah.
That they swallowed earlier.
That went up the nose and down.
Quote. The swallowed earring in her sleep that was in mouth when she fell asleep.
Oh.
Okay.
Sewing needle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Quote, swallowed a pen because no one paid attention to him.
Okay.
That might be the saddest one.
If you have to say, oh yeah, before you stick a pen down your throat.
Wow.
Nobody's going to pay attention to me? I'm going to eat this fucking pen.
Oh, yeah? You'll pay attention to me now.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this is. Angel's trumpet seed pods.
Well, Angel's trumpet is a plant.
Oh, mm-hmm. See? I'm learning.
And the pods are where the seeds are.
Yeah. Well, they wanted them.
I made that up, but I bet I'm right.
No, I trusted everything you said. Everything he said.
Grits.
Okay.
Grits.
Why is that a bad thing?
That's, eat them.
Yeah, another word for aquarium gravel, isn't it?
A golden shiny penny.
Oh.
That's a person in the ER who's like, you don't understand. It's really, it's a gorgeous
beautiful.
Penny.
I love it so much I have to consume it.
Quote, was doing a magic trick and accidentally swallowed a quarter. Ta-da! In the words of Job. Grow capsule. Didn't work.
What is it?
Nope. Confetti. Quote, found, I guess that means the person, found after swallowing a half a pack of gum in a room at home, empty wrappers everywhere.
Why would you need the doctors to take the confetti out? Wouldn't you just digest it? It's confetti. You would
think.
Paper.
Hot sauce packet.
I mean, just think of the party in your toilet after that one. Just
I didn't say hot sauce. Hot sauce packet.
Okay. Yeah.
Quote, injured after eating charging end of cell phone. That's on them.
Yeah.
These all are on them.
Yeah. I would forever, if that was my friend, I would constantly look at him and be like, what are you at 80%? 70%?
Earwig.
Oh.
In the throat.
Yep. Quote,
Earwig in the Throat was one of my favorite Broadway musicals.
It was.
James Earwig. Cameron Mitchell, unbelievable.
Earwig in the Angry.
You know, we make fun of a lot of people who write these articles because they usually fail at being humorous when they try. Whoever wrote this is really good.
Okay.
Here's the final one for
the
mouth.
Throat.
Swallowed 3 plastic push-ins in a dare at school, won $15.
You only know it's worth it.
Worth it.
Totally.
All right, moving on to penis.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, some people forgot.
Some people forgot there's a hole in there.
I never forgot.
Scott, never forget.
No.
Here we go.
Remember the urethra. You know,
it's old, never forget.
Old
it's a great, great national monument.
Yeah. I think it was Ulysses S. Grant who said
it's
that.
It's a little town in Texas. Urethra, Texas.
Here we go.
It's a fucking piss hole, that
it,
place.
It really is.
Asklar Brothers. Thank you.
Thanks for helping me out, guys.
Dan, here we go. They're doing your job for you, Dan.
Good. Here we go. Mm-hmm. A little screw. A sharp toy.
You just want a little screw.
You keep saying toy, but you never tell what
that's
the toys
all I
are.
Know. That's know all I know.
Is it a Weeble? What's happening?
Here's more stuff in the penis. Mm-hmm. 4-inch long metal sex toy.
Nope.
Oh.
Yep.
That's not meant for that.
Yeah, I know that
I think
it says
it's called sounding.
It is called sounding.
Yeah.
I heard. A friend of mine told me it's sounding.
Dan
Savage. They didn't say a sound like a sound.
No, yeah. No.
They just called it a toy.
Plastic spoon.
Well, a makeshift sounder.
Yeah, you got to make do, guys.
That's right.
Piece of domino.
Oh, okay.
Switch that around. You got yourself a meal.
That's right.
Piece of plastic shampoo bottle.
Which part?
I mean, that is clearly someone who is showering for too long. You know what I mean?
I love that. I said piece of plastic.
Get the work done and go.
I love that I said piece of plastic shampoo bottle, and Scott goes, which part?
It's the cap.
I was young once.
You still are to me. Quote. I just want you guys to know. you're agreeing to hear this. Your place in this room is, is your willingness.
Yes. Here we go.
Quote, put plate... I'll say it right. Because it matters. Quote, put paper clip through urethra and punctured through the shaft of the penis.
Ah.
Well, it was a makeshift Prince Albert.
Yep.
Yeah.
Papal. Come on.
What is finally, for the penis, coaxial cable.
Do you go HDMI?
I would have gone HDMI. Better sound. Better sound, bro.
Picture quality, too.
Dude, way better sound.
Better sounding.
Yeah. Better sounding. It's going to be sounding better.
Absolutely.
Moving on to vagina.
Okay.
Oh,
we didn't forget about you, ladies.
Thank you.
Scott said thank you. Okay.
Here we go. Scented soap.
Okay. Oh. See, it's way more sensible already.
Women are like,
sense.
They get it. Yeah. They're like, totally okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. Deodorant lid. It came off.
Well, it would have a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit around the edge.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would have looked at her and been like, are
tough
you
times.
Sure? Terrible.
Well. Yeah.
Nope, Jay, it's her secret.
At Squire Brothers.
You can't, it's got to be put upon you.
Yeah. You can't do it to yourself.
Quote, was cleaning self in shower when found a tampon in vagina, concerned that there is another tampon in vagina.
Like it's a dispenser? Like she doesn't know I'm on your left?
You just roll it and it comes out.
It's like the toothpicks at a restaurant.
Pez pussy.
Yeah.
There's an underscore at the end of Scott Thompson.
I like Tess pussy.
There's a dentist in Minnesota who does not need to get your anger at him. Thrown at him right now.
Please put the underscore.
Here we go. Bottle
Don't
cap.
Don't come at me with that water pick.
Bottle cap. Yeah. Penis ring with spikes on it.
Oh.
A piece of rusty metal. But that is a pro-level tetanus shot right there.
Oh, my God. That is a woman who thinks her junk is indestructible.
This is one that has, it's written and has a quote. Silicone balls, patient states, is for, quote, you know, for when your husband leaves town. A ball. That's a wide range right there.
We don't know.
No.
Bike reflector.
Whoa. Look, if you're doing it at night, yeah. I get it.
It's safer.
Look,
safer.
If it's a heavily trafficked area and you don't want to get run over while it's happening.
Quote.
You do not.
Quote, on period, inserted non-birth control sponge in vagina so she could swim. That's not normal, right?
No. No, it's so it absorbs everything and you can still go swim.
That's someone who really
I'm no expert on the vagina, but right. That sounds right.
Okay.
Scott says we'll allow it. Scott will allow
we'll
it.
Have, yes.
Scott will allow
it. Absolutely.
The bench will allow
headphones.
Well, wait a minute. Are these Beats by Dre? Are they earbuds?
What are you talking about? We're talking about AirPods.
Yeah.
Hot towel.
Oh.
To me, that's what everybody says if someone's pregnant. Get the hot towels. Just get them in here.
Or that could be there is a sexual act called a hot Carl.
Right.
What this is the hot towel. I don't know what the hot Carl is.
Sure.
I actually don't know. Does someone know?
Anybody know what a hot Carl is?
Yeah, who wants to be
someone
that towns person? Okay, ready?
Okay.
Quote. Was having sexual intercourse with boyfriend when he put phone and money in vagina.
Oh. First you put the money in and then the phone works.
Right.
You like that purse?
Clay.
Clay. Taking a mold?
Aiken?
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Candlestick.
Yeah. Also, Clay Aiken did have sex with one woman.
Did he?
Yeah,
he did run for governor or something.
Candlestick.
Can I just do hot Carl?
Why wouldn't you?
Lord, thank you.
Thank God. A sexual act of defecating on a sexual partner. That's a lot of, like, they really want to make sure sexual act of defecating on a sexual partner, especially upon a passive female's chest.
Oh.
Okay. I don't know about that. Doesn't that make me feel better?
So then what is a Cleveland steamer?
Can we not?
No.
We haven't even gotten to asshole yet.
All right, fine. We'll get there.
Candlestick.
Yeah.
Lollipop.
These are all the things that you can use to the
to murder someone in Clue.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Quote.
With the lollipop in the vagina in the library. Yeah, Professor Plum.
Quote. Using massaging urethral vagina stone balls and the string holding 15 balls together dissolved. Can only find 14 balls.
Oh, that's when you don't want to know the count.
And finally,
that 15th ball is usually the hardest to find. That's yeah. What we've all
and fi-
no, the 15th ball is when I carry you. It's the it's this generation's footprints. Yeah.
And finally, for vagina, toy magic wand.
Okay.
Moving on to the rectum.
All right. This is why we're here. This is why we came.
Golf ball. Peanut butter jar. You build up to that.
Yeah.
You don't start at peanut butter jar.
You no. start with maybe a peanut says, butter
Scott,
cup.
Scott, no, you start with artisanal jams. That's how you start.
I wish we didn't have 30 more of these.
Walk off.
That is a walk off. Jesus.
Spray bottle. Curtain rod.
Oh, God.
Quote, that's a long canal. Quote, stuck a toy up his rectum because he thought he was constipated. Okay. Toothbrush. Toothbrush holder. That's a two for one there.
Yeah.
Floss container.
Like mouth- that, if you're in a relationship, you never want to be like, honey, where is my toothbrush holder? Honey!
Maybe you shouldn't leave so town so much, Michael. Yeah.
Don't you turn your back on me.
Well, I need your
Bend
help.
Over.
Bend over.
Floss container, mouthwash bottle. Quote, at a party having fun with his male friends when one put a shot glass up his rectum.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then he set the garage on fire. Small wooden knick-knack. That's somebody that loves Cracker Barrel. That's a, screwdriver.
That is the definition of a Hummel. That's right. Yeah. That is a, please tell me that was a kitchen witch.
Screwdriver. God. The end is very important there.
That's right.
Plastic,
was it a Phillips or flathead?
Right. Plastic fork.
Mm-hmm.
Toy missile. Plastic vibrating dildo cannot turn off.
You gotta let that battery run out.
As though if
you gotta
you
let
could,
it bleed out like a deer.
As though if you could turn it off, you'd be like, leave it, I'm fine. As long as it's off.
No, that's why, that's you know, an argument for remote control vibrating dildos. Yeah. You gotta have that control.
They obviously lived in a tiny apartment with not enough storage.
Sure. So. You gotta put things where you can.
Yeah, that's right.
Quote, attempted to dislodge a dildo from his anus using a letter opener.
Oh.
That's how you do it.
Now he's got both.
You gotta jimmy it out.
That's how you do it.
Cigar tube to relieve hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Probably frozen.
Yeah.
They put in the freeze. Just
put in the... All right. Good to know.
It soothes the tender tissue. Yeah.
Good yeah. to know.
This one's in quotes. And the first two words, feeling lonely.
Oh. That's how it starts. That was the beginning of all of these.
Yeah. Feeling lonely.
Used a mascara container in plastic bag, put it in rectum. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tin cup.
Yeah.
On
great,
Blu-ray.
Great movie. Now, if that Costner movie was about him putting a tin cup up his asshole and not golf,
totally different
movie. We all would have watched it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hairbrush. Quote, was drinking with friends and got to experimenting. Air freshener container stuck in anus.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a little pine tree?
I don't know. It's Glade. It's a Glade.
Yep. Marbles. A large bottle of shampoo. Quote.
I mean, I'm listening to all this and I'm like, I really do have amazement at the human body.
Me too.
Yes.
I'm in awe.
It's a marvel.
Quote. Sat in bathtub. Mm-mm. And felt something go into her anus.
Oh.
Are we supposed to guess what it was? An eel?
I have no idea.
Did they define?
They don't ever tell you what it is.
That's all it says.
By the way, Sat in Bathtub could have been the prequel to Sleepless in Seattle.
I'm not religious, and I'm praying for that person.
That's a
man
ghost.
Or a woman.
So they didn't find anything.
They didn't find anything.
They didn't find anything.
Doesn't say. We just said we'll just leave it out there for us to all want, like on a Tuesday someday. We're all going to.
I know Scott's thinking like get the letter opener.
Absolutely. I feel bad for her.
Cat food can.
A cat food can?
Can. Cat food can. Yeah.
It's when you're feeling frisky. I get it.
Don't. Yeah.
Got it.
They liked that one.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bag of oral tobacco.
Oh, like Skull Bandits.
Yeah. Quote, water bottle in rectum does this to reduce anxiety. Smoke some weed.
Yeah. It's legal in here.
Three AA batteries.
Three. Don't you need four to get it going? By the way, when have you ever used three AA batteries for anything? No.
New line, two AAA batteries.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Okay. New line, D battery.
Stop it.
No.
New line, 9 volt.
And finally, quote, patient said, I have a coin in my ass from a month ago.
Is it worth more now?
That's it. That's story three and everything.
Wow. All right, for collectors. That would have been the best episode of Storage Wars ever. just to pull those out of someone's ass and try to sell them. All right, Dan, do we do one story?
Well, what we do now is my favorite part of the show.
Yes.
Townies, if you have a story that you brought with you, we want to hear the headline. We'll riff with you a little bit about it because that's what a town hall is for. There's a mic up here.
Come on down
to this
mic. Somebody
can scoot that mic back just a little bit or even take it out. That is perfect.
I love it. You guys can't.
If you have a story, please come on up to the front. Read it.
Tell us your name.
That's why we're here, to do this together.
Yeah, all right. Let's hear it for the town.
Hear it for these guys. I love it.
Is it on?
Is it on?
Someone's.
Oh, here comes Austin. Look at this. Is the man.
You might want to stick it up.
No, he's
you might want to stick it up your ass and just.
Oh, yeah.
there we go. Nice. Right. What's your name, Tommy?
Hey, everybody. I am Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hello, Brandon. So let me say this real quickly. So our buddy.
No, here we go.
Yeah, our buddy John Doerr, comedian, I'm sure you know from Canada, very funny. He had a friend whose son had a son named Brandon, has a son named Brandon. And every time John would talk to him, he would tell John, oh, hey, John, like Canadian, oh, hey, John, you know, Brandon's getting so big.
He's playing peewee hockey. He's only 2 years old. You know, Brandon got so big, he just killed a hooker.
Yeah, he's so big.
Starting to feel remorse about it, John. You got to see
he's
this.
He's going kid. Moose hunting up at the cottage, Brandon.
Look so, at Brandon. He's got so big.
He's got his own story here. Scott Thompson, he's going to do his
look
own story.
Look at him, Scott.
All right, here we go. Hit us.
All right, first of all, real quick, I just want to say I could have been on your list when I was a kid. I got a dime stuck up my nose.
Oh, hey.
You know what? There's a reason you're in this town.
I belong here.
You belong.
I definitely belong.
You belong.
All right, hit us with the headline.
Why you don't bring cocaine to your court hearing.
I have no clue why.
Yeah. So this seems like a great idea.
Let's hear a little bit of it.
You're going to love this name. Juan Jose Vidrio Vibriesca's cocaine fell when he took his hat off.
I just love what he was like. You get my whole fucking name down.
I'm just going to say, he might be a full citizen, but based on this, he is a dreamer.
I like that. His name's so long, but when he gets pulled over, by the time he's done giving his name to the officer, he is sober.
Yeah. He can pass any test.
Let's read the first paragraph.
Authorities say a man who was in a Colorado court for violating his bond on a drug charge is even in even more trouble after a wad of cocaine fell from his hat while he was in front of the judge.
And you know,
you don't do this move,
right?
If you got cocaine in your hat, you don't tip your cat
to the bench.
Yeah, and you know it was a fedora.
Feather.
Right. The judge was a man and he still was like, m'lady.
whoop.
The Vail Daily reported Wednesday that 43-year-old Juan Jose Vidrio Vibriesca was standing next to two other defendants at an Eagle County District Court podium when he took his hat off and a square of folded paper fell out. A police officer watched the paper filled with cocaine fall to the floor, reports the AP. And after reviewing surveillance footage, authorities determined it fell from Vibriesca's hat.
This is the best thing. First of all, Brandon, I don't know how much time you spent making sure you could say his name correctly.
That's right.
But it's like an hour in front of me. I love it. Dude, I love it.
That's a great story, buddy. Is there one more fact? You got one more fact in there? Yes, one quick thing.
Just at the end. Vibriesco was then walked to the county jail and now faces new charges of narcotics possession and another bond violation. Booking documents don't indicate if he has hired an attorney. Vail Daily notes that Vibriesca is in the country illegally, meaning his legal woes aren't over.
He's out.
I'm sorry. By the way, from now on, if I ever, whatever acting job we get, I am going to sit in the makeup chair and just say, Vibriesca. Vibriesca.
Vibriesca.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, look at this guy.
Yeah, thanks. The picture of him is on brand.
Fantastic. Thanks, Brandon. All right. Hey, buddy.
What's up, man? What's your name, Tony?
I'm Adam.
What's up, Adam?
What's up?
Okay, so the title is their bumper with license plate attached. And so when I told my father-in-law that we were coming to explain the show, he said, oh, like, and I had to Google it, and this is the story.
Okay,
2009,
here we go.
2009. Shane Ingram found out that making an illegal withdrawal from an ATM cash machine wasn't all it cracked up to be.
Wait, how cracked up is it to be?
Yeah, is it always cracked up?
You know what
up,
I
like,
did last night? You're not going to believe this shit.
It's
I went to an ATM,
fun.
Put in a pin that I had picked myself, and that motherfucker gave me money.
Right.
That was exactly what it's cracked up to be.
Just wait, this is good. The Grimsby, England, bumbling burglar and several of his mates backed up their car to the Grimsby Institute just before midnight on January the 14th.
The Grimsby Institute does sound like something from Harry Potter. It does not seem real.
Right. Ingram and his friends broke in. They put the chain around the ATM and hooked the chain up to the car.
Sure.
The Grimsby goofball tried to pull the machine out by driving forward, but to no avail. After the would-be thieves' second attempt, they left the cash machine and the chain and the car's bumper behind.
Including the license plate. This is the end of every episode of Benny Hill.
I do want to say, after hearing this, it was all it was cracked up to.
It really was.
They also left their license plate behind with comparative ease. Police found the suspect's car with Ingram's fingerprints on the passenger door. His DNA was on the chain attached to the car.
I'm going to piss this on this chain,
the chain
really quick.
Up his ass? Yeah.
Scott just asked if the chain was up his ass.
Let me go to the records. I'll find out.
Let's see it.
And Dan, I think you'll like this. The sing-song voice. Just like that, the Shane gang turned into the chain gang.
Oh, thank you.
Solid.
Hello, Tony.
This is our buddy, Derek Lipkin.
Hello, Stanley Gucci at Derek Lipkin.
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
That's it. Do it.
I had to go local. Man lights tenderloin public toilet on fire. Get stuck inside.
You got to have, like, this is like Iraq. We need to have an exit strategy before we go in there.
Are you saying that his loins were tender afterwards?
Emergency personnel rescued a man who apparently lit a public toilet on fire with a blowtorch and then became stuck inside Thursday evening in the Tenderloin.
The incident
happened when 53-year-old man lit the toilet aflame in the area of Larkin Street and Myrtle Alley at about 5:45 p.m. However, became stuck inside the public toilet. Responding officers assisted the man, who subsequently arrested him.
And there were months of him being like,
someday I'm going to come in and I'm going to light you on fire, you son of a bitch.
I thought
you fucking talk to me like that.
I thought he drew a dick on his own head.
You know, yeah, why not? Derek Lipkin.
Maybe he was staging like a mini Dunkirk. We don't know. Hello. Yes.
Hi, Tony. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
What's up?
Let's do it. Read that headline.
Okay. Guy mauled by croc after jumping in river to prove point.
No. I'm
telling you motherfuckers right now.
Gonna tell me I can't jump.
There are no crocodiles in this river. You want it? I will back it up.
His one leg, he comes out, he's like, point proven.
Didn't kill me, did it? All right, let's hear it.
An Australian teenager mauled after getting drunk and jumping into a crocodile-infested river to impress a woman he had just met. Denies being, quote, one of the stupidest people around.
Oh.
Which means a cop said to him,
you're one of the stupidest.
You admit you're one of the stupidest people around.
No, not.
Not at all.
Not if I
now. I find that word infested so judgmental.
Yeah.
I mean, really, they just live there.
Yeah.
They don't think they've infested it. They just live
yeah,
there.
If anything, we've moved into where they're exactly. from. We yeah. infested Crocodiles. Them.
They moved into our river and the rates went right down.
That's right. It's a people-infested area.
And really, to the crocodiles, they're just like, God, it's really getting overcrowded in here. You know what I mean? They're trying to figure out solutions.
All right. Picture the guy's name being Trent. And the girl being like, I see a crocodile. And him saying to her, they like it when you do this.
This is why I'm sad that the crocodile hunter died. Okay, so because he died, he left a vacuum that opens the door for this guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, when he was alive, there was just one guy in Australia doing all this dumb shit.
To be fair, Trent might have said, did the crocodile hunter die from crocodiles? No. I'm getting in this
one. I rest my point has been made.
It's been made. Because he died from
what
a
else,
stingray.
Actually?
All right.
Haters gonna hate. Says 18-year-old.
Haters gonna hate.
True that.
Gators gonna gate, motherfucker.
Gators gonna gate. Gators gonna gate. Haters gonna hate.
Here, pull the microphone up just a little.
He suffered gouges and 2 broken bones in his left arm Saturday night after jumping into the river near the town of Innisfail, Queensland, and being attacked by a croc almost immediately.
You see, right. I told you there's no!
This is...
DePa says after drinking around 10 cups of, quote, goon, Aussie slang for boxed wine.
Boxed wine. What are you, a 48-year-old woman? Jesus.
Goon.
He told British backpacker Sophie Patterson that, quote, backpackers are more likely to get eaten by crocodiles than Australians.
What?
Hey.
It's a great theory.
You fuckers can laugh all you want, but haters gonna hate, motherfucker.
Yeah. Haters just a crocodile mouth open is like, oh, is that a Union Jack? All right, leave her alone.
So the quote continues, so we decided to go down to the river and test the theory.
We're basically fucking scientists, dudes. Basically fucking scientists.
So they're not even at the river when he makes this claim. He's like, let's go down to a place where I'm going to do something
Every
dumb.
Stupid drug thing that happens starts out with the words, I'll go there right now.
Yeah.
DePa says he saved himself by punching the croc in the snout and scratching at its eyes before it could drag him underwater. Reports.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah. Jesus.
Officials have been trying to trap the animal, though DePa says he doesn't want it to be harmed. Patterson.
Unless he's the one doing the harm.
Yeah. Walk on his face.
Patterson, the girl, 24, says she and her friends didn't think he would really jump in the river. After the attack, quote, there was blood everywhere and he just wouldn't stop screaming.
I love it.
Point made. Hello, ladies.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Ashley.
And Ashley, so many people are going to try and find you after the show to find out if it said whether or not they started dating.
That's right.
All right, what's up, Townie? What's your name?
Oh, wait, did they start dating? Did they?
They went on one date.
Oh,
one date.
Didn't
you
work out.
You couldn't hear it at home. They went
and then,
on one date.
And then he scratched her eyes out.
Hey, guys, my name's Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hey.
What's up?
All right, so this is from 2008 in Fresno.
Ooh.
Yep, and it says, thief breaks in, slaps man with sausage.
Oh. Scott's like, I don't see the problem.
Authorities in California say they've arrested a man who broke into the home of 2 farm workers, stole money, rubbed one of the men with spices, and hit the other with a sausage before fleeing.
Rubbed one of them with spices.
Rolled it with flour.
I know this doesn't matter, but was it a dry rub?
Eat over here, I'm going to marinate you, motherfucker.
Fresno County Sheriff Ian Burramon says 22-year-old Antonia Vasquez was found hiding in a field wearing only a t-shirt, boxer shorts, and socks after the Saturday morning attack.
Heavily dressed.
They can't see you if you don't have pants on.
He says deputies arrested Vasquez after finding a wallet containing his ID in the ransacked house. The farm workers told deputies the suspect woke them Saturday morning by rubbing spices on one of them and then smacking the other with an 8-inch sausage.
It's creative.
Burramon says money allegedly stolen was recovered. However, the weapon used in the attack, namely the sausage, has not been recovered.
It's probably eaten.
I'm going to guess he ate
it. Or
this
shoved
is because
up
it was eaten by a dog.
Hey, little fella.
The dog and ate my evidence.
It ends with a quote from the lieutenant who says, I tell you, this was one weird case.
Yes, and one weird casing. And one weird casing. That's what I would have called the whole title of the article, one weird casing.
Hey, boys.
Oh, here he is.
Wait. Jesus.
I got a story for you.
This is actor Chris Christopherson has joined us. Chris Christopherson has joined us.
I'm very happy to be here at Battle Creek, Michigan.
No. We're in San Francisco.
The year was 1969, and it was the actual summer of love.
Wait, is this your story?
No, it's not. It's not 1969 right now.
Is it?
No one is responding, so I'm assuming it is.
Chris, how you been, man?
I mean, I'm still alive. So. Okay, that's
good. Did you bring a story?
I do have a story.
Oh, okay. Please tell us.
This is definitely not a story about myself.
Okay.
I want to just get that out of the way before I continue my story.
Okay.
The year is 19.
You're not reading anything.
No.
Okay. No.
This is not an actual story from my life. This is not a story from my life.
Okay, we get that.
So it's on the set of the movie Blade Trinity.
You're in that movie.
Okay. I'm in that movie, but this is not about me. And it's Ryan Reynolds, Jessica Biel, Wesley Snipes, and Chris Christopher.
And that is you.
That is you.
You're in the story.
What name did I just say?
You said Chris Christopher.
I did not. I meant to say Jeff. Jeff Hofferson.
Okay. You counted on your fingers while saying a name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the way you remember the name Jeff Offerson is that it's three syllables. Jeff Offerson.
Son, that's five.
That's a three syllable name.
Okay. So not about you. What happens?
So Jeff Offerson.
Yeah.
Turns to Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel. And says, hey, Wesley Snipes is sleeping right now. We should probably go draw some dicks on his face.
Chris?
Yeah.
Did you hear the beginning of this show?
This is a show right now?
Yeah, we're in a show right now. There are people here, there's an audience.
Did that really happen? Did somebody say that?
To Jeff Hofferson, it did happen.
Okay.
So we drew some dicks on Wesley Snipes' face.
I doubt that.
Which I have to say, he was fully awake the whole time.
I said that
he was asleep, but he sleeps with his eyes open.
Okay. Right, because you weren't there.
No, I wasn't there.
No. Okay. Jeff Hofferson. Yeah, I get it. Three syllables.
There's nothing better for a podcast than counting visually.
Yeah. Visual finger count. Yeah.
Perfect.
And obviously, everybody on the podcast could see that I have a full gray hair and a beard.
Uh-huh. Well,
and
they will.
Currently wearing one shoe.
Wait, where's your other shoe?
I have no idea where it is.
Probably
I had a vision quest earlier in the day with a small mouse outside of Taos, New Mexico.
Right.
And he told me, he reminded me this story, and I was like, I need to go tell him. What?
No one heard anything but you.
No, yeah, no, there was no sound. That might be someone calling you.
Is that the end of time?
Yeah, that is the end of time.
The apocalypse. Anyway, so Wesley Snipes.
We get it. No, we're good.
We're good.
We got it.
We're good?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
What time is it?
It's time. Past
1969.
Oh,
summer of love, free love. I'll be at Golden Gate Park for the whole rest of the day.
Okay.
If you see Chris,
thank
you, Chris Christopherson, everybody.
Hang around, Chris.
Thank you for joining us.
Hang around, Chris. We'll get a picture. All right, one last townie. Here we go. Back from the Houston. You come to as many dumb people town halls as you want.
I love it, buddy.
Nothing else. Alex, right?
Okay. Yes.
I know it.
All right. Let's see. DUI arrest. Tampa man mistakes bank drive-through for Taco Bell.
Who hasn't?
We're going to do a little guess the agey here.
Okay.
Because I'll remember it this time.
Okay.
A Tampa man was arrested Wednesday on a charge of driving under the influence involving drugs or alcohol after deputies
said... Take your pick.
He mistook Bank of America drive-thru for a Taco Bell.
That's right. Healthier food at Bank of America. I'll say that.
And depending on the time of night, faster service.
Yeah. And I'll say this, more real meat. Okay.
The branch manager of the Mariner Boulevard Bank said they saw Douglas John Francisco.
That's DJ Frankie, if you're with me. Play it all night long.
DJ Frankie. John Francisco, that's where we are today.
Passed out in his blue Hyundai sedan while it sat in the drive-up bank lane, according to Hernando County Sheriff's Office. This was about 5 p.m. on Wednesday.
5 p.m.? P.M.
That doesn't even qualify as fourth meal.
No.
That's somewhere between 2 and 3 meal.
By the way, the bank is still open at that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, haters gonna hate. Haters gonna
hate. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for having the courage to say that.
The manager said they started banging on the Hyundai's window for some time, according to deputies' report, before Francisco finally woke up. Then Francisco tried to order a burrito. He said,
good for him.
When Clausen told he was not, in fact, at a
Taco Bell.
Deputies said he drove to the front parking lot. When deputies arrived, they said they found Francisco in the driver's seat, car still running.
Yeah.
Can we guess it?
Guess his age?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So what do we know? Bank, 5 p.m., drunk, Taco Bell, owns a car, or at least borrowed his uncle's.
Scott?
11.
He might be right. Solid.
I also want to say before we do this, everybody who read a story, please hang close because we want to get a big group picture of everybody who was a part of the town hall so that we can put that up on the Facebook page because we're going to end this on guessing this age.
I'm going to say he is 29 years old.
29 from Randy's Club. Jason.
38.
38 years old.
Dan.
Oh, shit.
You never get to play. This is so
I know.
Great.
5 in the afternoon says to me that he either... He's old enough to be a deadbeat dad or has one.
Yeah. Or both. Just really. Keep the cycle going. Probably,
yeah, keep the circle. Yep.
He could be really old because he's like going to like an early bird special.
Yeah. Dinner like at 5. 5 p.m. dinner.
I'm going to change it. I'm going to say 80.
80.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go.
80. What'd you say, Red?
That's
I said 29. He said 80.
I said 38. 80. 39, 28.
I'm going to go 23 years old.
Okay.
All right. Before I do this, I want the one quote the police gave to be heard. He made several statements that were differing from reality.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm good with 23. Sure. And 80 is very good as well.
80 could be. I mean, he doesn't even have to be drunk at that point. I'm just 80. I'm every age, I think he said.
One of you has it correct on the nose.
Oh!
What a good finish.
I love to end on that.
Okay. All right. Wait, what was it again? 23 for me.
Jason? 38, 29, 80.
80.
All right. What do you guys think? What do most people think?
Yeah, what does anybody else think?
Who do you think got it right? 23? You guys, most people think 23. Okay.
If I get 23, I will celebrate in a way that will probably hurt myself.
Yeah. He will throw his computer into the air.
It's backed up.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Dan.
That's okay.
He's 38.
Oh, yay! Thank you guys so much. They're selling merch and meeting you guys. Thank you so much. We gotta get back to work.
Town.